the Venezuelan government reappropriating its oil wealth is probably a key part of this, I suppose, newfound confidence
of the Latin American countries.
I think so. I mean, you know, one should not draw laws of politics with this, but if I were to be a Latin American radical, I would think the following. It's better to make revolutions in countries with oil rather than countries with sugar, because you're better off in that way. There is no question about it that the peculiar circumstances of Venezuela in terms of having this massive amount of oil in the context of this war in Iraq, which has pushed the price so dramatically high, is definitely a very significant contributory factor to what is going on. And Venezuela, with enormous generosity, is able to actually spread this wealth around the place, which is presented in the media, you know, as Venezuela being imperialistic, which is a ridiculous charge. And you can see this, I mean, just one indication, there's plenty, but I just want to give one indication for your listeners. There is the well-known Operation Miracle, which is Venezuela and Cuba working together to identify poor people in the region, including the United States, that actually are blind because they suffer from cataracts and similar eye ailments. And they are taken to Arequipa, Venezuela, to undergo the operation. Their eyesight is restored, and everything is free of charge. The trip is free of charge. The stay over there is free of charge. The operation is free of charge. And if they go with somebody who is minding them, that is also free. And so far, this was instituted in May 2003. So far, 1,200,000 such operations have been carried out in the region. And this is what is possible. And, you know, you can imagine the significance of this. So there is no question about it that this is changing the whole political reality of Latin America. And who is paying for this? Obviously, this is with Venezuelan oil. And that's a good use for the revenues of oil, I think.
I guess it provides a kind of shield to the economic vulnerability of the Latin American countries.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Venezuelan budget, I'm not sure whether you know this, but the Venezuelan budget is calculated on the assumption that the barrel of oil is $26. And everything else goes to the reserve. So where the price of the oil come down dramatically, which it might or might not, I think it's unlikely. But let's say it were to, the government of Venezuela still will be able to continue with its social programs, continue with funding everything that it's doing, and even have enough already in reserve to sustain any possible external shock, as well as continue to support other countries. The number of these operations I was telling you about that have been carried out in Bolivia is 260,000. So you can imagine the effect of this. It must be massive. I mean, Venezuela, if I may say, Venezuela actually bought bonds of the Brazilian debt and of the Argentinian debt, which allowed both Argentina and Brazil to pay off its significant, significant part of their external debt in ahead of a schedule, 2 or 3 years in advance, to the tune of, you know, $9.5 billion for Argentina and $15.5 billion for Brazil, which meant that the IMF is totally redundant now in those countries for at least the next 3 to 5 years, which, you know, is something unprecedented. Well, that's been done with the support of Venezuelan oil money.
Yeah, so this, I guess you could call it a resource shield, or the economy is built on sound social foundations rather than speculation. Surely this must reflect on the US economy. I mean, can we see any effects of this newly found independence in the Latin American countries on the politics of the United States? I mean, they do have an election coming up soon.
Yeah, I mean, in economic terms, unfortunately, Latin America doesn't represent much in terms of exports and imports for the United States. It doesn't mean to say it's completely insignificant, but it's very small for the U.S. economy. And politically, obviously, this is much more important because a significant number of the resources that the United States economy uses come from Latin America. And these resources are getting more expensive because of the nationalist assertiveness of the Latin American countries in terms of, you know, the gas, energy, and so on. just to give you an example, the royalties that gas companies and oil companies paid to the Bolivian state before Morales was 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're paying 85%. That gives you an idea of what we are talking about. It's massively significant. And of course, Morales is using those monies.
It's less of a drain, very much less of a drain on the resources of the country.
So this is bound to have some, you know, consequences in the United States, but it's the politics of it. In other words, the point, I suppose, is this. You can have two possibilities in terms of the outcome of the election, whether it's Obama or whether it is John McCain. I mean, I think it's rather predictable what John McCain is going to do if he is elected with Latin America. I'm not sure about what Obama is going to do, but the option from the point of view of the United States is the following. Either they continue with this aggressive policy, which actually has got them nowhere, and it makes the problem worse because more countries will continue joining this alternative which is emerging in Latin America. And Latin America is continuing like this. Going to be a world power very soon. Not a world power in the traditional sense, but it's going to be quite a significant, you know, weighty factor in world politics and world economics. And if there is a continuation of the Bush policies by John McCain, this is going to get worse. And there will be going to be a lot of nastiness, tensions, and so on. But it's going to get worse from the point of the United States and the breaking of the hegemony of the United States is likely to be accelerated. There is another alternative, which is rather than see the Latin American countries as, you know, rebels, why don't see them as partners who want a better treatment? And, you know, the Latin Americans will be delighted to have a government they can talk to. Even if they don't agree with it, they will be delighted to have a government that they can talk to, a government in the United States they can disagree with, and in which that disagreement doesn't mean that they're going to be overthrown or attacked or invaded or something worse. So it is possible to create that. And I suppose, and this is very tentative at the moment, I suppose the U.S. society is a split sort of down the middle. I would say that this split is vertical rather than horizontal, actually.
Yeah.
I would say that 50% approximate, this is very, you know, guess figures, guess estimate, something like 50% of the population of the United States do not want war in the traditional sense. They do not want the United States to continue what they're doing. They do not want this, you know, unbridled capitalism which causes massive crisis which they don't know what to do about. And they want to have a sort of reasonable relationship with their neighbor, certainly Latin America. And part of this has got to do with the massive presence of Latino communities in the United States. We're talking about 40 million. Now, I don't know whether the United States is going to do the latter. What I do know is that one think tank already is called a Council on Foreign Affairs, which is a very influential think tank. It's mainstream, it's not right left wing, but it's not extreme right wing either. And they said, actually, in a statement, in a document that they produced recently, that U.S. hegemony in the region has come to an end definitely, and the only way forward is for the United States to actually treat the Latin American countries as partners rather than as vassals, which I think is a fantastic proposal. And these involve, you know, generals, former senators, and these sort of people. We'll see. It looks promising, but we have to wait and see until the election takes place as to whether the United States is going to change policy. But from their point of view, it makes sense that they have a much more productive relationship with Latin America rather than a confrontational one.
Mm-hmm.
It is in their long-term interest, I think.